Hey, C3 family, it's Tuesday, and we are heading into the 17th and 18th chapter of the book of Revelation, and the tide is quickly turning here. Now, chapters 17 and 18 are another kind of our third interlude between major events in Revelation. We see more information about the fall of Babylon. And we read about this person called the Great Prostitute and the religious system that had developed or has developed during the tribulation and who is led by the false prophet is what's called the Great Prostitute. So the Great Prostitute is the false religious system, okay? And it was made by the false prophet. And then the Great Prostitute is also called Mystery Babylon the Great. I know that's a mouthful. So the Great Prostitute is the religious system set up by the false prophet, and it's also called Mystery Babylon the Great. Okay, so you're going to hear about the many waters. And when you see the many waters, it is referring to the millions of people, presumably, who have been deceived and who have worshipped the Antichrist. And then we see the Great Prostitute sitting on a scarlet beast. Now, this scarlet beast here is the Antichrist. And Satan continues, we see, to try to imitate Christ, trying to make the lamb beast look like Jesus, the pure lamb, the blameless, unblemished lamb. John also mentions another woman besides the Great Prostitute. The other side is called New Jerusalem. So the Great Prostitute or Mystery Babylon the Great is completely different than the New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem is all of God's people in God's city, Jerusalem. Okay? Unlike the prostitute, the New Jerusalem is not dressed in scarlet. The New Jerusalem is a woman who is dressed in pure white linen. Again, just a lot of symbolism here. And this pure white linen woman is headed for God's perfection. So God's people in Jerusalem are seen as white, as pure, as forgiven, and headed for God's perfect heaven. Verse 10 talks about seven kings or kingdoms that have fallen. It says the 10 horns, and the 10 horns are 10 kings, and these kings that are led by Satan will become powerful at the very end during the what's called the final hour. The final hour is the last 3 years of the tribulation. So these 10 kings will become powerful during the last 3.5 years of the tribulation. Do you remember what that's called? The Great Tribulation, the last 3.5 years. So in the end, these rulers will end up betraying the false prophet. So they'll turn on themselves, right? And the new religious order will crumble. Now, the Babylon, when it mentions in this chapter, or these chapters, when it says Babylon, it may be a literal city now where the Antichrist has set up his temporary rule, which is a headquarters for the one world government, the headquarters for a place to worship the Antichrist. And so something I want to note is we see signs today in our world that makes this one world government and one world currency and all of this seem far more plausible than maybe like 50 years ago. Who would have guessed 50, 75 years ago that you'd be able to walk in almost anywhere in the world and hand somebody a plastic card to purchase whatever you wanted? So we're seeing things line up here. Could all of this transpire soon? Well, I hope so. Things all seem to be pointing to that. I am not going to be one of those pastors who insists that's going to happen in our lifetime. I don't know if it will. I could see it happening today.
tomorrow. The Bible tells us no one knows the day or the hour that Christ will return. So I'm hoping again that we get to go first before this tribulation happens. But if we don't, then we'll certainly know what's going on because we've studied God's word. In chapter 18, real briefly here, it's the fall of the new Babylon, right? The old Babylon has already been destroyed. This is the new Babylon, or Babylon the Great, it's called. And chapter 18 describes the end of this Babylon, where the center of the politics and religion have been put in place for a very short time. And in chapter 17, the one world religion was destroyed, right? And an angel here in chapter 18 casts a huge stone into the sea. If you're looking to study a little bit more, look at Daniel 2. You'll be really, if you have a study Bible, open up to Daniel 2 and you'll see some pretty cool relationship between what's happening here with the huge stone being cast into the sea. God's wrath is now being poured out on the earth. And so I'll be back with you again tomorrow for more.